Good evening, my fellow Michiganders. Good evening, my fellow Americans. Welcome to the Grassroots Army Podcast. I am, of course, your host, Garrett Saldano, one pissed off American. Now, we're going to get into a lot of stuff tonight. Now, I haven't really went off the cuff on my show in a while, but after the hot garbage just at the White House and Governor Whitmer, what she has been doing, it was the straw that broke the camel's back, the nail in the coffin. And we've been calling this out time and time again with the discrimination of the Christian religion. And I am not going to be silent any longer about it. It's time to call out the clown show, and it's time to call out the men. Where in the hell are all the men? And we're going to get into it tonight, and we're going to talk about the narrative of this thing. But my goodness gracious, where are you at? Where are all the men in the church? There should have been just an uprising today with all the hot garbage that they did. And what did they do? Just like they did during the damn pandemic, is they stayed silent. They submitted. And that's exactly what the majority of the churches are doing again. Hey, look, not all of them. There are some amazing people out there who have been standing up, who continue to stand up. I'm going to talk about one person tonight, Pastor Aman Chukwu, who's been going on a tear across the United States, standing up for these children in the school boards. But that is one thing that I've noticed, because you all have been watching me post school boards after school board after school board. And it just amazes me that the majority of the people who are out there standing up for these children are the women. The women. And it's still just mind-boggling to me. I don't have daughters. But if I had a daughter and she was going to a public school where they're allowing boys to change in front of her in a locker room, allowing boys to use her restroom, allowing boys to compete in her athletics who could potentially hurt her, I would be at that school board every single time just going crazy. All common sense has went out the window. It truly has. And so we're going to break it down on why this is happening. And do you realize 63 to 64% of Americans are Christian? That's what it is. 63 to 64%. So here's what you have to understand if you're a Democrat. It's not your Democratic Party anymore. It is a Marxist progressive left movement that has hijacked your party. Hijacked your party. That's exactly what has happened. And if you can call yourself a Christian and a Democrat, those two things don't mix anymore. It's like oil and water, folks. It's no longer your party. It's not the old school Democrats like the old school JFKs of the world. Your party is dead. And just look what they continue to do. So it's time to wake up. It's time to activate. It's time to do something about this. The time to sit back, put your damn head in the sand. It's over. It's over. We are literally, November's it. If we lose in November, this country's over. Look what this Weekend at Bernie's clown has done to our country in 3.5 years. And for those of you who have this Trump derangement syndrome, who still think that this country is a hell of a lot better than it was underneath Trump's leadership, you are freaking smoking crack. There's no way. There's no gosh darn way. So let's analyze this, because they have slowly did this over time, and they have kneecapped every single one of us, because this is just like the Tet Offensive. And if you're not familiar with the Tet Offensive in the Vietnam War, familiarize yourself, because that's exactly what happened to us during the pandemic. And this happened during the Vietnam War back in January 30th, 1968. It was supposed to be a ceasefire. It's a lunar holiday, right? And so it was supposed to be a ceasefire between the North and the South Vietnamese. But what they didn't know was the North Vietnamese was strategically and secretly placing supplies all throughout the South for their surprise attack. And they were successful. They caught us with our pants down. It was called the Tet Offensive. And they attacked. However, we won a lot of the battles and repelled the attack. However, we strategically lost the war politically. And that was the turning point of the war. The Democrats have done the same thing, but they've been doing it for decades. They have literally impregnated every single level of our lives. Your work, your public schools, our judicial system, Hollywood, corporate media, social media, our own party, our churches. They have. And when the pandemic came, that's when they released it. That's when they pulled the trigger on all of you. They launched that attack and they took down a sitting president. And they were successful. And here's what is just, just gets me all riled up. Is it's all been proven. It's all been proven that everything that we've been standing up for the last 4 years, every single thing that we've been standing up for has been proven to be right, spot on. Lockdowns did more harm than good. The mandates did nothing. The whoop whoop does crap. It's hurt more than it helped. All of this, they're secretly just sweeping underneath the rug. They don't want to talk about it. But bottom line, a lot of you submitted. A lot of you submitted with the mask. A lot of you submitted with the lockdowns. A lot of you submitted with keeping your kids at home. A lot of you submitted, period. Where are all the men at? Where are you at? It is just a debacle of what's going on in our country right now. Y'all got your balls cut off. You really have. You really have. Because I guarantee you this, no matter how much this Marxist movement wants to demasculinize you, wants to tell you what it being a man is horrible, being full of strength, that's bad in these days. All that is hot garbage. You understand that? Because I guarantee you this. Your woman, your girlfriend, your wife, and your own kids, you know what they want? They want a freaking man. And what is a man? Do you think a man is somebody who is physically strong? Is that what it is? Because I just saw something on Fox News this morning that these men are actually paying over 10 grand to go get their asses kicked at some weekend seminar. It looks like a miniature boot camp. Do you think that's what a man is? Just because you could do a bunch of sit-ups and get yelled at and take it? Do you honestly think that's what turns you into a man? That's not a man. That's not a man. A man is someone who stands up. A man who stands up and does something about what's going on in society. A man is somebody who supports their family, does what is necessary to put food on the table. A man stands up and shows up to school boards when his daughter has to share a locker room and a bathroom with a man. A man shows up and stands up when their daughter has to play sports against a biological man. That's what men do. Because I will take a man who is mentally and spiritually tough way before someone who's physically strong, because I've seen it time and time again, especially over the pandemic, physically strong men bend the knee. Bend the knee. And I get it. You're afraid. You're afraid of your livelihood. You're afraid of losing your job. You're afraid of them attacking you on social media. Oh my gosh, what are they going to think of me? You're afraid of all that. And you're hoping in the back of your mind that things are going to go back to normal. You're full of shit. It's not. They will continue to take ground. They will continue to come after everything that you believe in. And then one day when you finally grow a pair, it's going to be too late. Just look around. Look at our friendly neighbors to the north. They are one step away from communism. Do you realize and understand they're going to want to start putting people in jail for posting lives like what I'm doing right now? Because I would be a danger to society. He's too extreme. He's questioning the government. We need to put him under house arrest just in case he does something. That's what's going on in Canada. And for all my Canadians up there, grow a pair. Do something about it. That's where we're at, ladies and gentlemen. It's not time to be nice anymore. And people are like, Garrett, you're about unity. You've always stood for unity. I am about unity. And I said this time and time again, I'm not about unifying that 30, 35% of the Marxists who continue to take ground on our asses. I'm here to unify the old school Democrats, the Libertarians, the Rhinos, and even the Republican Party, because this is it. This is our D-Day moment coming up in November. It truly is. It truly is. So are you going to just continue to put your head in the sand like nothing's happening? It's insane. I can't believe we're even having this conversation about what a man is. Because just like I said before, a lot of you don't have any more balls left or even little remnants, little freaking sacks of nothing, shriveled up sacks. Grow a pair. Do something about it. And I'm going to give you some examples of some men right now. Pastor John Amachuku. If you haven't been following that guy, follow him. He's with Turning Point USA Faith now, and he goes around to all the school board meetings, and he's just lighting them up. And you know why the Dems hate John? Because he's black. And he's not only black, he's a 6'5", intimidating former Division I athlete from North Carolina State who actually believes in this thing called God. And he's willing to put his life on the line and his reputation and his own family as he goes throughout the country because other men don't have the balls to do it. He is. That's a man willing to put himself out there for those who can't stand up for themselves. That's a man. Another one, Andrew Weaver. If you haven't been following the woke school board, the Rochester school board, Andrew Weaver has been holding the line over there, and he constantly takes flack. I don't even think Andrew's a conservative. I think he's more of a libertarian, even an independent. But he's just standing up for what's right, this little thing called common sense. That's what he's standing up for. You need to follow him. You need to support him. Because they are attacking him nonstop. And I've been on the other side. I know what it's like to get attacked. Holy cow, was I attacked for standing up, running for governor, and everything else. It wears on you. You start having doubts, but that's what they want. They wear you down. They want you to start having those doubts because they want you to throw in the towel. Because when they're attacking you, like they are attacking Andrew, like they attack me, how they're attacking Pastor Amen Chukwu, it's because you're over the target. Grow a pair, grow a thicker skin, take the attacks. Because once this is all over and we capture and defend this little idea called America, you're going to be able to sleep at every single night and put your head down on that pillow. And your wife and your girlfriend, your woman's going to look at you with pride. Your kids are going to look in your eyes and say, that's my pops. But a lot of you out there aren't doing that, are you? Because a lot of you submitted. And I'll never, ever forget, because I know who you are and you know who you are. You submitted, but you can redeem yourself right now. Your past does not define you. So if you submitted, fine, great, get over it, but do something about it now. You don't have to continue to do the definition of insanity. You truly don't. Because what just happened this past weekend, they drew a line in the sand. And if you are still thinking that everything's going to be all right, you are smoking crack because there's no way that these folks are going to get back ground. You think President Trump is going to be able to get in there and just turn the ship around? Folks, we are in a knockdown, drag-out fist fight in a phone booth for the next decade at least for what the damage that they have done. The economic crisis is coming. They don't talk about it. They don't, but it is. And when every single one of you out there are already feeling the effects of it. I know it. In your bills, in your groceries, at the gas pump, in your interest rates. It's coming. And unfortunately, the majority of you ain't going to do squat until there's breadlines. And that's when you're going to start throwing hissy fits. And the rest of us who've been standing up nonstop for the past 4 years trying to get your asses off the bench and get you on the field, we're going to say, what else you want? We've already told you this was all going to happen.
Hey, quick question for you. Are you someone who wants to be fit, healthy, and happy? And what if I told you you could get your dream body by simply just listening to a podcast? I'm Josh.
And I'm KG, and we are the hosts of the Fit, Healthy, and Happy podcast.
Listen, we get it. Fitness isn't easy. Carbs, no carbs.
Just stop, okay? It doesn't have to be that complicated. And that's why we made this podcast. We get straight to the facts so you can become your best you.
So the way to check us out is click the link in the show notes or search Fit, Healthy, and Happy podcast on any of the major podcast platforms. We'll see you soon.
So get your ass in the game. Get it in the game. And for all these so-called Republicans out there who say, I'm not voting for Trump, I'm voting for Biden. And it's not even Biden that you're voting for. That's an empty shell. It's a weekend at Bernie's. He's a prop. The Marxist movement behind Biden is what's holding this guy up. You're not voting for Biden. You're not voting against Trump. You're voting against America. That's what you're doing. And if you're going to vote for Biden, that's a vote against America. And guess what? You and I are enemies. That's what it is. Because you have to look at it. You got to keep the personality on the sidelines and vote for the country now. That's what you have to do. Because they have weaponized the judicial system. I was just talking to a Never Trumper the other day. And he was loving it. He was loving everything that was happening to President Trump on how they were hammering him with his bail and all the money, the hundreds of millions of dollars, and how they were going after him, how they're going after his business. They were loving every single minute of it. And I just calmly replied, this should scare the ever-living shit out of you. Well, what do you mean? If they weaponize your judicial system against a political opponent, they can do that anytime. I don't care what side of the aisle that you're on. That should never, ever happen. Never. Well, he deserves it and everything else. No, he doesn't. They have weaponized the judicial system against a political opponent. That's tyranny. That's tyranny. Because look what Hillary Clinton did with her emails. Nothing. Look what they did to President Biden with all the classified materials that they found at his house and his garage and everything else. Nothing. Look what they did with the Biden administration or the Biden family. Nothing. They keep it all quiet. That's what they do. They fall in line. And that's what I'm telling every single one of you tonight. All the infighting has to stop. Has to stop. If you're going around and attacking Republicans and you're going around and accusing people of rhinos, then you're part of the damn problem. You need to shut your mouth and you need to attack the other 30-35% who is the freaking problem in this country. It's not Republicans. It's not even the rhinos. It's not the libertarians. It's not the independents. Not the old school Democrats. It's the 30-35% who are literally tearing down our country and discriminating against 64% of Americans, which are Christian. That's who the enemy is. That's who you need to go after. Quit going to Republican events and think you're making some kind of great grandstand entrance and how you're holding these people accountable. We need to win in November. Fall your ass in line. That's what needs to happen. Fall your ass in line. Another man I want to talk about, and John and I don't like each other, and he'll be the first one to even tell you that. John Parkinson. My goodness gracious, I do not like this guy as a person. I don't like his approach, but he's a man. He's from Macomb County. That guy has been standing up for the past 4 years. He goes. He's been to my events to call me out. He goes to every single event. He tried to do a recall petition. He's at every school board meeting standing up, allowing his voice to be heard. See, there's the thing. I don't have to like you as a person for us to get along and understand that we're on the same team. But John's a man. He has my respect because he stands up. So you have to understand and get it through all your thick skulls that if you and I agree on 70 to 75%, we're allies. And if we'd agree on over 90%, we're friends on the policies and everything else. And I guarantee you, most Republicans agree on over 90%. Quit attacking each other. Quit it. That's what the Dems want. That's what the corporate media wants. That's what the Detroit News constantly runs with. They love all this infighting. They put it out. They put out the division. Fall in line. We'll win in November, and then we'll deal with the rest. Yeah, there'll be some long, difficult conversations about a variety of different issues, but at least we stop the bleeding in our country. At least we stop the movement of this progressive left, this Marxist movement, from taking any more ground. That's when we go on the offensive. Yeah, it'll be hard. It'll be uncomfortable. Egos will be hurt, but at least we can move forward together as a country. At least we still have this little idea called America in our back pocket. That's what it is. Let's talk about Governor Whitmer. You all know how much I just love Governor Whitmer. Have you ever followed her and looked at all the other stuff that she does for all the other holidays? Kwanzaa, Ramadan, Transgender Day, right? She does these all these heartfelt videos. Truly does, right? So she even put out a post today for Trans Day of Visibility. My message is simple. I see you, and I've got your back. As governor, I'm focused on making Michigan a more welcoming state where everyone has the freedom to be who they are and be loved for it. I guess it also means, governor, all the illegal immigrants that you've been funneling in on the plane and on the buses over the past several years, and now they're committing crimes and they're murdering people, but you just stay hush-hush about that because you're all about my body, my choice. But what about Governor Ruby Garcia's body? What about her choice for her own life that was taken from her by an illegal immigrant? Oh, all we hear is crickets in the corporate media, and everyone else doesn't even challenge you with it, but I'm here right now challenging you. But if you look back at her Twitter account, you're going to see all the nice little one-minute videos that she does for all the religious holidays. You want to see what she said about the Christian holiday? Easter? Happy, happy Easter, Michigan. Wishing you all the opportunity to spend time with your friends and family. And for our youngest Michiganders, I hope the Easter Bunny brings you a special treat. Oh, isn't that just cute? Our nanny governor thinks Easter's all about chocolate and bunny rabbits. Smack in the face. Big, fat, fat smack in the face. As governor, you are in charge and lead every single one of your constituents. No matter what religion they're a part of, no matter what color their skin, what background they come from you, your job as governor is to represent all of us, not your own echo chamber. And then they smile about it right to your face. Now, the ones that are conservative and Republicans, of course, we're all mad. But all the Christian Democrats, you just continue to take it. All the Christian Democratic men, you just continue to take it because you get your balls castrated by this Democratic Party. You don't have the balls to stand up for your own God. Where are you at? I'll call you out because I'll defend my beliefs. For those who've been following me over the last 4 years, you know, and you know what I'm willing to put on the line, everything for what I believe in. And that's why you're getting this little rant from me tonight. Grow a pair. Get involved, stay activated. And everybody else, I know the left right now is watching. All the Marxists are watching. They're editing these clips and they're saying, Garrett's calling for violence. Look at him. The FBI is going to be at Garrett's house again. Here we go. You know what I'm calling for? This is your sword. This is your weapon. Quit attacking Republicans. Quit attacking Republican candidates. Quit attacking the Republican rhinos. Quit attacking them. Take this phone, and instead of showing up at Republican events, unless you're going to support them, show up at the Democratic events, and you ask them questions. Why are you discriminating against Christians? Why isn't Governor Whitmer and other governors standing up for all the crimes that are happening, the police officers that are getting shot? Why aren't you guys doing something about that? What are you doing about inflation? Get it on film. Hold them accountable. That's what you do. This is your sword. You shoot video at every Democratic event that you go to. And if they want to start running from the basement, then you're outside their offices. You get them when they're coming outside and you ask them those questions. And you do it in a polite way, but you ask those questions. You send me the videos, I'll post them. I'll get it out to the hundreds of thousands of people that follow me. We will awaken more this way. I don't care how much censorship there is on X right now on Twitter. Elon Musk has made it available. If you're not on X, get your butt back on there because information's being shared. You can talk about a whole hell of a lot of stuff. Get on there. But this is your sword. Now I'm going to end on this. Back in the very beginning, when I stood up, I didn't know what I created. I didn't ask for any of this. I was a guy that believed in this little idea called American. I love this flag. I love this country. And I knew in my heart and in my soul that what I was standing up for was right, even though I had a world of opposition pushing against me. And when we had our first Freedom Festival in Nuevo, when we weren't supposed to be outside, they were supposed to be locked down, thousands of people showed up. Now, I didn't even know how many people are going to show up today, but thousands of God-fearing Americans showed up, and we celebrated being free. It was one of the most special days of my life. But what was even more special is how many people afterwards wanted to sit and talk and take pictures and everything else. And a gentleman came up to me and gave me this. And it gives me the chills because he came up to me. And I don't even know who this guy was. Never saw him again. He came up to me and presented me with this flag. He said, this is my grandfather's flag. He was buried in this. He fought in World War II. And I think you deserve it because he would have been proud of you. Wow. Talking about bricks in my backpack of responsibility. And I carry those bricks and they're heavy. But when stuff like this happens, I think you all deserve someone who's willing to call out the hot garbage, bring common sense, bring courage, bring strength. And as a movement together, as a grassroots army together, we will grow. And we will grow in numbers. And they will fear us. Because we will not go silently into the night. We're not going to vanish without a fight. They screwed up this weekend. Inspire more. Share this video. We will win this fight. Stand up. Because we're going to get it done. God bless you. God bless the state of Michigan, of course, and always. God bless these United States.